Greetings, everyone, and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Europe is rising again, politically, militarily, economically, and yes, religiously. But we also should focus on 10 nations or groups of nations which will come out of a united Europe, and which then will in turn give their power, their authority, to a very charismatic leader called the Beast in the book of Revelation. And he will work hand in hand with a religious leader called the false prophet. Let me just say that the Beast is already alive, working towards taking over Europe. And we will experience that in the very near future. Of course, the word Beast in the book of Revelation also refers to the European power bloc as a whole. But I'd like to tell you today a little bit about Europe, and especially Germany, and Europe's relationship with Russia and the United States of America. On May 26, the Ron Paul Institute published an article which was originally published by Consent Factory, saying this: on April 1, 1933, shortly after Hitler was appointed chancellor, the Nazis staged a boycott of Jewish businesses in Germany. Members of the stormtroopers stood around outside of Jewish-owned stores with signs reading, "Germans, defend yourselves. Do not buy from Jews." It was the beginning of the official persecution of the Jews and totalitarianism in Nazi Germany. Last week, here in New Normal Germany, the government implemented a social segregation system that bans anyone who refuses to publicly conform to the official New Normal ideology from participating in German society. From now on, only those who have an official vaccination pass or proof of a negative PCR test are allowed to sit down and eat at restaurants, shop at non-essential stores, or go to bars or the cinema, or wherever. Now the article goes on to say, the ease with which German authorities implemented the new official ideology and how fanatically it has been embraced by the majority of Germans came as something of a shock. I had naively believed that in light of their history, the Germans would be among the first to recognize a totalitarian movement and would resist it en masse. I couldn't have been more wrong. Here we are, over a year later, and waiters and shop clerks are checking papers to enforce compliance with the new official ideology. Of course, this is happening in other countries as well, but I specifically want to focus on Germany. You know, I have been saying for many months that the restrictions imposed on the people in regard to the coronavirus are really a prelude, a preparation for a willingness of the people to accept a totalitarian government, to accept what the Bible calls the mark of the beast. Express wrote on May 26, Joe Biden's decision to waive sanctions against the company constructing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline will simply empower Germany in its ambition to create a European army, a Tory MP has claimed. Mr. Biden said, he decided not to impose sanctions because the project was almost complete, and doing so could have harmed ties with Europe. The person I was quoting earlier said, I think we had seen with Belarus what the Russian Axis is capable of, even jeopardizing the lives of passengers by hijacking an aircraft. Now, I will talk about Belarus in a moment. Now, Biden said he was greatly concerned about the pipeline, but he felt he had to waive sanctions regardless, thereby empowering Germany. Express wrote another article on May 21 saying this: Brussels' plot to issue guidance on future health crises across the world has sparked outrage in the UK. EU Commissioner President Ursula von der Leyen said she was launching a global health policy forum as she delivered a speech in Rome for the G20 Health Summit. The boasting statement sparked the fury of former Brexit Party MEP Martin Daubney, who questioned the EU executive leader's authority on matters of health after her poor handling of the bloc's vaccination strategy. He blasted, "What gives the EU authority on global health policy when their last response to global health was to blockade vaccine exports to the UK and Australia?" Now the Bible tells you who is giving the EU authority. I'm talking about the last revival of the ancient Roman Empire, because the Bible says that the ancient Roman Empire would be revived 10 times. Now, it has been revived 9 times right now. That final revival is happening. It is Satan, the devil, the dragon, who gives his authority to the beast, as we read in the book of Revelation. The Guardian wrote this on May 19. The EU was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2012 in recognition of 6 decades of promoting peace and reconciliation in Europe. Yet less than a decade on, the EU is taking big steps to bolster its defense capacity and engage in military conflicts through training and equipping governments outside the bloc. In the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, these developments have slipped under the radar, but they represent a significant expansion in security policy with wide-ranging consequences. Europe is getting involved militarily in countries not even part of the EU. Let's not forget the relationship between Europe and the Catholic Church. The Vatican News wrote on May 22, "During their private meeting, Pope Francis and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen noted the good bilateral relations between the Holy See and the European Union. Both leaders looked at issues of common interest, such as the social consequences of the pandemic, the topics of migration, climate change, and recent developments in the Middle East." Von der Leyen said, "The relations between the Holy See, the Vatican, and the European Union are excellent. It shows how much we are like-minded. The good cooperation is basically based on sharing the same values." Now, more than 50 years ago, the Treaty of Rome was signed, the EU working together, hand in hand, with the Roman Catholic Church. Politico wrote on May 25, "European leaders have bristled at the presumption among Biden administration officials that EU allies will dutifully follow Washington's lead. This has contributed to a sense in some EU capitals that the EU must demonstrate strategic independence. The EU felt no obligation to touch base with the White House before announcing its measures against Belarus and the country's strongman president, Alexander Lukashenko." He is most certainly a dictator, but not the only dictator by no means. But you see, he just kidnapped an opponent. He forced the plane in which he was to go down, and then he was arrested. And so now the EU was thinking of doing something. Notice what the article says. Merkel noted that the EU unity on responding to Belarus highlighted continuing disagreements among the 27 member countries over relations and policy toward Russia, because after all, Russia is heavily involved when it comes to Belarus. In Belarus, you have the White Russians. You have the White Russians also in Ukraine. And the Bible tells you that ultimately Russia and the White Russians will work together hand in hand against Europe. But now this article goes on to say, "If EU countries cannot find consensus among themselves, it's hard to expect full agreement with Washington, London, Ottawa, or Tokyo, other diplomats said. Another senior official said those inevitable differences, he's talking about differences with Washington, were a reason for Europe to chart its own path. Transatlantic relationships can add, the United States and others, of course, but it is important also to have our own vision of Europe in the short term, in the midterm, and in the long term when it comes to our priorities. Now, the relationship between the United States of America and a united Europe will deteriorate. That is clearly prophesied in the Bible. Now, sometimes, depending on who is in charge, this deterioration might accelerate, it might delay and be delayed somewhat, but the ultimate conclusion is clear. It will deteriorate, and this is inevitable. And we're already seeing this. We have been seeing this for a while. Now, also, when it comes to this Russian power bloc, the relationship between that power bloc and Europe will also deteriorate. And in both cases, it will end with war. A terrible, absolutely devastating war is prophesied in your Bible. What we have just heard has a lot to do with the fact that there has to be a core Europe, a Europe of two speeds, a core Europe consisting of 10 nations or groups of nations. And let me just say that Switzerland, for instance, is not going to be part of it. Of course, the UK won't be either. But Politico wrote on May 26 that Switzerland on Wednesday pulls the plug on years-long efforts to sign a landmark partnership agreement with the EU, handing a major defeat to the European Commission and risking a deterioration of economic ties. Relations with the Alpine state are heading for turbulence. As I said earlier in the program, the beast is alive and well, that person. It's not going to be Angela Merkel, or it's not going to be Ursula von der Leyen. In fact, it's going to be a man. A man of German, perhaps Austrian descent, it looks like, of German descent. And a lot more is revealed in your Bible as to what to look for, what the signs are, what the characteristics are going to be of that individual, who is alive, who is definitely preparing for coming on the world stage, preparing for becoming an absolute autocratic dictator in a very autocratic system. We have prepared a free booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. Now, this booklet has a lot to say about what happened in the past. It's talking about the previous 9 revivals. It's talking about the coming last 10th revival. It's talking about the beast, the false prophet, scriptures in the Bible which tell you what the characteristics are going to be. It's also talking about the deterioration of relationship between the United States and Europe, and also when it comes to Europe and Russia. These are important facts which the Bible has been prophesied many, many years ago, and most people have no clue as to what is actually revealed in your Bible, but you can have understanding, and you can understand what is happening today and why and what it's all going to mean. Again, please ask for a free copy of this booklet, The 10 European Revivals of the Ancient Roman Empire. Just ask for The 10 European Revivals. And so, I want to thank you very much for viewing this program. And until next time, this is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.